Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now at Menards, saving money on everything to brighten your home. Bite Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Customize your home with dimmable, color-changing lighting that better fits your lifestyle. And control your smart home products from anywhere using one easy-to-use app. View our entire selection of smart home products from Bite Electric today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Grab genommen, bedauert.
Frequency.
Thank you all for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know through the comments on Spotify or through my email or social media. All links can be found in the description. And as always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please follow, review, and rate. All that really helps out the podcast. And speaking of which, please enjoy the show.
Becker, Episode 1. A View of Mount Von Relling.
The Queen of the Rockies. A grand hotel. One of the jewels strung out across the rails from Halifax to Vancouver. She's an ancient Scottish castle, though she's less than a half century old, and all the plumbing's indoors. About the last thing you'd expect to find in the Rockies in 1923. But then I may be the last thing you'd expect to find in a grand hotel. I suppose we're a marriage of opposites. And like any good marriage, we both have our roles to play. She attracts the tourists. I guard her from their attentions. Truth is, I spend most of my time guarding the tourists from each other. I'm the house detective. Becker's the name. Just Becker. I'm a pretty down-to-earth kind of man, though thanks to a fancy Eastern education, I can look presentable if necessary. I suppose that's the main reason they hired me. I don't stand out in the Princess of Wales dining room. And that suits me just fine.
So, I have fought my way through the storm, my friend. And such a storm would have killed a normal man. I have reached the summit, but the final act is still to come. And so, this is the truth. Do not doubt me, Kruger.
Niemals.
Never doubt the word of Von Relling. I raised my arm to heaven, and I drove my axe into the mountain. I sank to my knees, and thank God, I have been the first to conquer that peak.
Won't you, Countess? Do you fit into the scene?
Also on my knees, Herr Kruger.
Count Von Relling. Ah, Captain Vest. We have not seen you so much this summer.
Save the chit-chat, Von Relling. You and I have business to attend to.
We do?
A matter of a mountain.
Ah, I see. Well, I take a cognac in the library before bed, Captain. If you would like to join me.
And me.
The mountains are not for women,
madam. I beg your pardon, Captain. You are drunk.
No, my friend. The captain is obviously unwell. So I will be there.
And I will be waiting.
Help! Help!
Gott sei Dank. Du bist endlich da.
Hold it. In English, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There has been a shot.
Where?
Here, in the library. I'm afraid we may already be too late.
Stand back.
Oh, no.
You recognize him?
Yeah. It is a count. What is that noise?
Only the curtains. The windows open.
Then I will close it.
What? Are you all right?
It is so far to the ground. I do not like heights. The count loves fresh air. He throws open the windows wherever he is.
Was.
He is dead, then.
Nobody's gonna last long with a hole like that in his chest. You ever seen one of these before?
No. I am not a soldier.
Webley 455. Revolver. British Army.
Becker! Becker!
Someone is...
Mr. Hickey, the manager. In here.
What is going on, Becker? Oh, is he...
Yep. Shot himself by the look of it.
Don't play detective, Becker.
The door was locked from the inside. The key's over there on the desk. Window was open.
Yeah, but you'd have to be a bird to fly out that window. It's at least 50 feet straight down.
Yeah.
I think now I must go to the Countess. If you'll excuse me, gentlemen.
Yes, of course.
Just a second, sir. Would you mind telling me why you were wandering around?
Becker?
No. No, it is appropriate. I was wandering around because I cannot sleep. Now, if you will excuse me.
Of course, I'm terribly sorry you had to be involved in this here, Kruger.
Yeah, it is tragic. Good night.
You're not hired to grill the guests, Becker. You were hired to protect, not detect.
There's something missing.
But leave it to the police. Right now you have other responsibilities.
Like?
Well, you're about to discover one of the more unpleasant aspects of hotel life.
Becker, ma'am.
Becker?
The hotel detective.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Becker. I have been waiting.
The Count died earlier this evening.
Oh, no. I must go to him.
Perhaps I should call the housekeeper.
No. I must go now.
Perhaps a doctor?
I do not need a doctor.
Sit down, Mathilde.
No. I was raised in discipline. Now I must that discipline learn again. You can tell me what happened, Mr. Becker.
He was shot through the chest. It looks like your husband killed himself.
I hear in your voice you do not believe this.
It's not my decision to make.
Do you know the Count was to meet Captain Vest in the library tonight, Mr. Becker?
You think the Captain...
The Count was a great man, Mr. Becker. The world is full of small men who would tear a great man down.
Well, sir, it doesn't seem likely to me that a man, whatever his size, would call out his enemy in front of a dining room full of people.
This amuses you.
No, ma'am, I just...
My husband was a hero, Mr. Becker.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I am sorry, too. Now, if you will excuse me, I must go to him.
I'll wait.
No, thank you, Mr. Becker. Mr. Kruger will bring me. One should not spend one's last moments together mit strangers.
Good night, Mr. Becker.
Yes. Good night, ma'am.
Becker! Becker!
Finally made it, did you, Sergeant?
So, where's this body, then?
In the library.
Let's go. Did you notice anything suspicious?
You look for yourself, Neil. There's something I have to do.
Are you going independent on me, Becker?
I'll catch up with you later.
Nothing you'd like to say to me first?
Yeah. Try to figure out what's not there.
Thanks. Oh, damn. Where's the library?
Yes?
Becker! Becker, what are you doing here?
I'm the house detective now.
Oh, is it the noise? We've got to get some use out of this old axe. It's colder than an icebox in here.
That's not how it's done.
Nonsense. You bang the pipes and the stokers stoke. At least that's how things used to be.
Things change.
They do indeed. Well, sit down. I'll consider myself well and truly warned. Out of whiskey, I'm afraid. You don't drink, do you, Becker?
No.
How long's it been, then?
Almost 3 years.
Good boy. I'm proud of you.
I didn't come about the noise, Captain.
Oh, you didn't? To what do I owe the pleasure, then, Becker?
Von Relling's dead.
Right. I suppose it wasn't an accident.
It looks like he killed himself.
Did he leave a note?
We found him in the library.
The library? You're fishing, aren't you, Becker?
Would you mind telling me what you talked about?
Yes, I'd mind very much. Matter of honor, you see.
It isn't that simple, Captain. Count von Relling's dead. You may have to justify your actions.
Justify my actions? Listen, Jimmy, what lay between von Relling and me is confidential. The Count respected that, and so do I.
I don't see as how the Count's had a whole lot of choice in the matter. He was shot through the chest with a Webley 455, Army issue.
And you think I killed him?
I'm asking you.
By God, you're a grateful little swine, Jimmy. I pulled you out of your own vomit, and you accuse me.
I'm not accusing you of anything. I want to help you. There's no one I want to help more, but damn it, von Relling's dead, and I know... Don't ask me how I know, but I know it wasn't suicide. Something doesn't add up.
That's your problem, Jimmy.
The gun's your problem. Damn it, Captain, I don't believe you killed von Relling. Help me find out who did.
The man's dead, Jimmy. Go to bed, let a poor man rest. It's been a long day.
Look, I want to help you.
Then you'll have to figure it out for yourself, Becker. Because I can't help you.
Careful! Careful!
The souffle, she is vulnerable.
Yes, sir.
Careful!
Your breakfast is growing cold, my friend.
I'd like to shake the story out of him.
And who do you wish to shake?
West, the mystery man. What's he hiding? What does he owe to von Relling?
Perhaps the Countess?
Oh, if she knows anything, she's not talking either.
She has a guest for breakfast. Perhaps she is talking to him?
Who?
That I do not know. But if you threaten me with shaking, I would say it was Herr Kruger.
Well, how would you
Herr
know
that... Herr Kruger is the only guest who takes bitters with his arms.
If that's Hickey, I'm gone.
Ici Martel.
Bonjour, Monsieur Hickey.
No, he is just gone. A sneak thief? Oui, monsieur. Oui, monsieur. I will tell him when I see him.
She's a beauty, Whiskey Dan.
Ah, Becker. And how's it suiting you, the life of a dandy?
It has its moments. I hear you've been guiding Captain West.
You wouldn't be playing detective with me, would you, lad?
You're a suspicious man, Dan.
I heard von Relling was done last night.
You think West might have been involved in that?
I think I liked you more when you was a guide.
Yeah, I might agree with you about that. You think he was?
No, I don't think he was. And if he was, good for him, I'd say. He was a terrible man, von Relling. Him with his axe leaving it for the world to see stuck into the top of them mountains he climbed.
Well, what about the Countess?
Just as high and bloody mighty. She was tough, though. I'll give her that.
So what was it between West and von Relling?
Look, Becker, I don't know what you're looking for, but I'm taking it on faith you're trying to help the captain.
I owe him a lot, Dan.
And don't you forget it, boy. Last summer... You sure you don't know about this?
I wasn't paying too much attention to anything last summer.
Right. You weren't, were you? Well, last summer, the captain led a party up the west face of Old Needle Point.
Mount von Relling.
There's some call it that. Von Relling led another. A storm came up. Bloody unexpected. A real blinder. The captain and his companions were pinned down on a ledge. Somehow, von Relling got through and beat him to the top.
That's a hard loss, but
they
I don't
died,
see...
They died, Becker. The captain's friends. We spent the last 2 months looking for their remains.
You find anything?
No. Nothing we was looking for, anyways. Now, some of us have work to do, Becker. Sorry if I stepped on your corns.
Did you ever see the Count without his axe?
Not for a moment. We figured they slept with it between them.
Mr. Hickey, sir. Right, the sneak thief. Give me a few minutes and I'll be on to him like salt on a bird's tail.
Mr. Becker.
I assure you, sir.
I thought you might like to know that Sergeant Drake is at this very moment attending your piratical friend, Captain...
West? Where?
His room, I would imagine. 729.
Oh, why didn't you tell me?
Now, Captain West, can you identify...
What's going on?
Don't interfere, Becker.
That is my revolver.
and this revolver was used to shoot and kill Count von Relling. Can you explain that?
You don't have to tell them a thing, Captain.
Oh, don't be so damn jealous, Jimmy. I'm not going to tell them anything I wouldn't tell you.
I'm afraid I have to ask you to
accompany... Am I under arrest?
Not yet.
Pack up my room, will you, Jimmy? I wouldn't want my equipment to go missing. You know what I mean.
You're not making it very easy, Captain.
Neither did you, Jimmy. Neither did you.
It's a beautiful view.
Yeah. You can just make out the peak of Mount von Relling. It is hard not to cry. We will bury the Count beneath it. Ah. Such to fine music. I understand your friend Captain West has been arrested.
He's helping the police with their investigations.
Which means?
Which means Sergeant Drake thinks the captain knows more than he's saying.
And you, Mr. Becker?
I wonder if he's the only one with a secret.
Meaning?
Have you noticed your husband's axe is missing?
You have found it?
Not yet.
Oh, that is a pity. I told Sergeant Drake it was missing.
You reported it?
Yeah, I was hoping to bury him with it.
The Count was very
attached to... It never left his hand.
Can you describe it?
It was an axe like any other. Except that the handle was decorated with little silver triangles. 7 little silver triangles. Each one of them representing a mountain we conquered.
We, Countess?
I was always at my husband's side.
Impressive.
Are you condescending to me, Mr. Becker? Or do you believe, as your friend West, that the mountains are no place for women?
I have no beliefs about mountaineering, ma'am. Let's return to the axe for a moment. As I understand it, the Count left an axe stuck into the peak of every mountain you climbed.
Yeah, it was his ritual.
Each succeeding peak, a new axe with 1 more silver triangle?
That is correct.
So now there are 7 of your husband's axes littering the mountains.
If that is the way you wish to see it, I think now I must return to the arrangements.
Of course, of course. Oh, just one more question. Can you think of any reason your husband might have feared Captain West?
No. He thought West was annoying, but...
So West wouldn't have anything on the Count?
On the Count?
Something that might bring him down. Evidence.
Of what?
Well, that seems to be the problem. I promised to pack up the Captain's room. I suppose I was wondering what to look for?
Are you asking me to accompany you?
I guess that's asking a bit much.
Let me give you some advice, Mr. Becker. My husband was a great man. Do not join the ranks of dwarfs who would attempt to tear him down.
What am I missing, Francois?
Relax, my friend. Have a brandy.
Tea.
I will boil the kettle.
Let's go through it once more. According to Kruger, the Count liked fresh air.
I think he had some trouble with his breathing.
How do you figure that?
He had the bowls of balsam and the boiling water brought to his room.
So, Kruger told the truth. Oh, which leaves us with the axe.
The axe?
Von Relling's axe.
Was there?
Was not there, but it should have been there. A good climber could have taken the axe and disappeared up the wall.
West?
West. Kruger, he's afraid of heights. He made a real point of telling me that. And then there's the Countess.
Oh, you do not think a woman...
No, this woman might. But West is still the most likely. But there's something else, something he won't talk about. If he tell me what it is, I might be able to protect him.
And you feel you must protect him?
He protected me once, Francois, with a lot less reason, believe me.
What if you discover that he is guilty?
I just don't believe that he is. Nobody calls out his rival in front of a dining room full of witnesses. No, it's the axe, Francois. Find the axe, and you find the killer.
Have you checked the captain's room?
No. No, but I was in his room right after... Oh, my God. The radiator. He was banging on the radiator.
You have remembered something.
Yeah. Yeah, something I wish I hadn't.
I don't like this, Becker.
If you see someone coming, knock on the door. Quietly.
If I see someone, they're going to see me.
Let's get a little light on the subject. That's better. Francois?
Don't turn around.
Becker, are you all right?
You know, I'd almost written you off, Kruger.
I said don't move.
Becker!
Give me the axe, Kruger.
Stay away from me.
Give me the axe.
You just had to be curious, didn't you, Mr. Becker?
Charge! Oh, mon Dieu!
Vosses! Oh!
What kept you so long?
Beg your pardon?
Oh, thanks, Francois.
He's out like a match. That is what you are looking for?
Yeah, that's it. You can tell by the triangles.
You think he was planning to plant this on Captain West?
Maybe he was, maybe he... Not this one, he wasn't.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Six triangles, Francois.
What?
Six lovely little triangles. We better call Drake.
Isn't it a little late for more questions, Mr. Becker?
I'm afraid I've come with more news.
Bad news?
For some. Mr. Kruger has confessed to the murder of your husband.
Franz? Franz, that's impossible.
I'm afraid he's confessed.
But why?
It seems he did it for you.
For me?
I don't quite know how to put this delicately. Was your husband aware of your relationship with Mr. Kruger?
Herr Kruger and I have a friendship, Mr. Becker. That is all.
Perhaps he hoped for more.
Poor Franz. Do you think it is my fault, Becker? I certainly didn't realize. Excuse me. It is hard to lose two men in so short a time.
I'll bet. Sergeant Drake will be around early tomorrow to take your deposition.
I am suspected.
I'm sure you'll be able to convince him that Kruger acted alone. Good night, Countess.
Good night, Mr. Becker. I'm not sure if I should thank
you. Oh, I forgot. I left something out here. The sergeant wanted to ask you to identify this.
You got this from Herr Kruger?
He attacked me with it. Is it...
Yeah, it is Otto's.
You're positive. You have to be absolutely sure.
Yeah. The little silver triangles. It is Otto's axe, for sure.
Kruger must have gone out the window, scaled the wall to another window, climbed in and doubled back to discover the body.
Perhaps it is time to put your cards on the table, Mr. Becker. Let us see what you have.
Six triangles, Countess. Six lovely silver triangles. Can you beat that?
I don't understand.
This axe, the one you just identified, has six silver triangles. Not seven. Six. You know what that means.
I don't know...
If I remember the ritual properly, Countess, this axe should be driven into the granite atop Mount Von Relling. It's my guess that Captain West found it hidden a good deal lower.
Your guess, Mr. Becker?
That axe never made it to the top, Countess. And your husband didn't either.
And what does that prove? Herr Kruger has already confessed.
Well, I ask myself, why would you identify that axe as the axe your husband took to the library? You knew that axe had one more triangle than the one you're holding. The triangle from Mount Von Relling. Why?
It's late. I'm tired. I may have...
Because you'd prefer to send Kruger to the gallows than allow a stain on your husband's reputation. Because it's my guess that if Sergeant Drake searches this suite, which he will, Countess, we'll find the second axe. The one you used to climb out the window of the library.
You believe you have all the answers, don't you?
Pretty well. But I'm still curious about one thing. Why would a great mountaineer like your husband...
A great mountaineer. How you men assume the best of each other. Von Relling didn't deserve a single one of his little silver trophies, Mr. Becker. I planted those axes. Von Relling told the stories. When the snow drove me back from the peak, it didn't matter to him. His myth demanded a victory, and he claimed it.
But you cooperated.
The Von Rellings are very conventional, Becker. I had to hide behind the Count's skirts if I wanted to climb.
And yet you killed him.
I arrived at the library at 11. Captain West had just left. Apparently he believed that Otto might prefer suicide to being unmasked as a cheat. He'd agreed to remain silent, and, like a gentleman, he'd left Otto with the means to accomplish the task.
A Webley 455.
Exactly. But like everybody else, he overestimated Otto. Otto didn't want to die. He'd prefer to confess, to dishonor both of us. Could I climb after that, Becker? He was taking some mountains away from me. So I shot him. Sometime later, there was a knocking on the door. Someone had heard the shot. I suppose I panicked. I grabbed the axe and let myself out the window.
And Kruger?
Kruger had nothing to do with it. Until he looked out the window to find me hanging on the wall. You never believe how cold it was waiting for him to get away from you, Becker. He opened a window and pulled me in.
And what was he doing in West's room?
You did invite me to look for the evidence, Becker. I thought you might find something, so I sent an emissary. Ah, such a foolish man. Excuse me. I need another handkerchief. I suppose he loved me.
He did indeed.
A fantasy. He loved a woman he couldn't have. Von Relling loved a mountain he didn't climb. All fantasy. Men are all fantasy. I, however, am not a fantasy, Mr. Becker. I am not sentimental, and I will happily shoot you.
You won't escape.
As you've already discovered, Becker, there is a way. And as you've returned the axe...
And you'll run into Sergeant Drake and his forces.
What prevents me from shooting you? Or taking you hostage?
Your intelligence, I suspect. They rarely hang women in Canada. You may have a few chances to escape before you find out. This isn't one of them.
Then, for the moment, I must surrender. You may take the gun. Can you see the moon, Becker? Just there, almost lost behind the peak. If I do escape, Becker, they're going to call that mountain Mount Mathilde. I'm trusting you not to let anyone in on my plans. As a gentleman.
My lips are sealed.
Sergeant Drake!
And that was that. In the morning, there was a whole new crop of guests, a whole new set of problems. The Countess was arrested, and the next day, Drake found the final axe, with 7 silver triangles set into its shaft. It was stuck in the hall stand behind a couple of canes and an umbrella. I walked past that stand at least 6 times in 24 hours. The following summer, West reached the peak of Mount Von Relling, but they refused to change the name. The tourists loved the story too much. West retired back to England in disgust. I don't know if the Countess ever escaped, but some nights when the air is clear and the moon tips the peak of her mountain, I truly hope she did.
You've just heard A View of Mount Von Relling, Episode 1 of Becker, written by Martin Kinch. Featured in the cast were Andy Maton as Becker, Stephen Hare as Hickey, and David Lorraine as Francois. You heard Louis Negan as Von Relling, with David Everhart as Kruger and Pamela Brooke as the Countess. Brian Gromoff played West, while Daryl Shuttleworth was Drake, and Jack Aykroyd was Whiskey Dan. Period music for Becker is arranged by Miles Jackson, while the recording engineer is Bob Doble, with sound effects by Uta Schaffland. The production assistant, Christine Story. Becker is produced and directed in Calgary by Martin Fishman. The series script consultant is James W. Nichol. And the executive producer in Toronto is Bill.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Becker, Episode 2, The World of Mary Hunter.
The world is on the move, jumping around to the tinny rhythms of hot jazz. Most of it seems to end up here, at the Queen of the Rockies. Princes and princesses, politicians and statesmen, the gods and goddesses of the silver screen. We get them all, and we treat them all like royalty. You get what you pay for here at the Queen, which is good, because you're going to pay a lot more than most of us can afford. Baronial surroundings, magnificent scenery, a staff dedicated to satisfying your every legal whim, and a resident police force to protect you while you're indulging. That's me, Becker, the house detective. And then there's the food. The Queen advertises the finest kitchen west of Montreal. West of Paris, my friend Francois Martel would say. He's the chef. A master chef imported from France. In my opinion, an artist of the first rank. But, as I was about to discover, not everyone agrees with me.
No, no, Miss Hunter, I assure you.
Assure me? You're poisoning me.
Why would I poison you, madame? I am a great admirer. I saw Sands of the Sahara many times.
Attempting to... I just don't believe this. You think if you flatter me...
Perhaps madame would like me to taste the fish.
Problem, Miss Francois?
Oh, Becker, mon Dieu, mon Dieu.
Who are you?
Becker, the house detective.
Oh, thank God. I am Mary Hunter. This man is trying to poison me.
And why would he be trying to do that?
Don't patronize me, Mr. Becker. He's been paid off.
Oh, madame.
Paid off, eh? Why don't we just step outside?
I don't need to step outside. This man is attempting to poison me. Doesn't anyone understand? I'm going to die.
This is ridiculous.
Not to the lady, Francois. Now, ma'am, you give me your arm. We're going someplace quiet where you can tell me all the details, and then we'll see about making an arrest.
Thank you, Mr. Becker. It's terrible being an actress. When it counts, nobody ever believes you.
My God, where have you been? I've been out of my mind.
Don't fuss, Hannah.
You must lie down immediately.
This is Mr. Becker.
I've called Dee. He's given you 2 hours.
That must have squeezed his little heart. Dee King is a director of this... What is the name of this movie?
Mountain Love?
Yes, Mountain Love. A romantic epic of the high Andes, portrayed by the higher Rockies. In the movies, Becker, nothing is ever what it seems. He'd like to get rid of me, too.
Miss Hunter is not well.
Mr. Becker and I will have some tea, honey.
Another time,
Mr.
Perhaps.
Becker and I will have tea.
I have to get you ready.
I will not be treated like a child, Hannah. Now, please, leave us alone and make some tea.
Yes, Miss Hunter.
Oh, why is it all so difficult now? Hannah is very loyal, Mr. Becker. She's looked after me for centuries.
Why don't we sit down?
Yes, that's an idea. Thank you. Would you pour me a glass of water? There's a carafe here on the table.
Here you are.
Ah, that's very soothing. I feel quite safe with you.
What makes you think you're being poisoned?
Isn't it obvious?
I don't know you, Miss Hunter.
Very well. I'm losing weight. I'm exhausted and shaking. I have severe attacks of dizziness. Other things are happening to me which I'm not prepared to discuss with a stranger.
Have you seen a doctor?
Why would I do that?
Well, at the least they could tell
you... A bunch of good-for-nothing parasites, Becker. They'll tell you anything you want to hear.
Hmm.
This Didi King, why would he want to get rid of you?
I'm wasting his money, Becker. Money is very important in Hollywood. But he wouldn't have the courage.
Then who?
The chef, for one. He's working for them. He sends me food. Beautiful, tempting delights. You have no idea. I wonder how it feels to die. Like a soft pillow descending over your face. Do you know Othello, Mr. Becker? It was my last performance on the stage. Hannah says it was the most perfect moment of my career. Lying back in a wedding dress, surrounded by candles. Waiting for the end. May I have another glass? The master calls, and I must obey. Will you help me, Becker?
They want you on set.
I'm very, very tired. Becker?
I'll help you, Miss Hunter.
Thank you. Now, I would like a short nap.
There's no time. Oh, Lord. You can go now, Mr. Becker. She's fallen asleep.
Could you tell me what's in this glass, Francois?
Water?
It is evidence.
I took it from Miss Hunter's room. It made her quite drowsy.
And you have brought it in the kitchen?
Certainly.
No, you are a crazy man, Becker.
Keep your hat on, Francois. We're going outside. Come on.
The rabbit hutch? Oh, no, Becker. You cannot test your poison on the rabbits.
Bonjour. Bonjour, mes petits.
Excuse me, Mr. Becker. They want you to go to 417. They say it's urgent.
That's Mary Hunter's.
Yes, sir. There's a disturbance.
Oh, mon Dieu. Go through the kitchen, Becker.
Thanks, Francois. See if one of your little friends wants a cocktail, will you?
Get out! Get out! Oh, please, leave her alone.
It's only me, Hannah. Becker, you remember me?
But I'm not sure she did. Her attention was elsewhere. On Mary Hunter, to be exact. The actress was stretched out on the couch much as I'd left her. Except that now her head was resting on a white satin pillow, and her eyes were open. Wide open. Whatever had caused the pain behind them had disappeared, and its departure left the actress very peaceful.
Don't touch her!
And very dead.
All right, Hannah. Take it easy.
I couldn't protect her from everything. Why did I have to go out?
You weren't here?
I went to Mr. King's office. She wasn't going to be able to work. She fell asleep. You saw her. And she never woke up. Oh, God. I wasn't here.
Why don't I take you somewhere where you can lie down and rest?
No. No. I have to fix her up. Get her ready. No one can see her like this. A great star looking like this.
I'm afraid you're going to have to wait for the police.
No one.
I didn't like the idea, but I left Hannah with the dead actress. Truth is, I didn't have the authority to do anything else. Well, at least I could be sure she'd keep the tourists away. For the moment, I had to inform the police. In the middle of a mountain range, that could be more than a little difficult.
And why is Sergeant Drake unavailable?
Trouble up country. That's all the constable would say.
You don't seem to understand the gravity of the situation, Becker.
Sir?
Well, let me lay it out for you. An extremely famous actress appeared this morning in our kitchen and accused the hotel, in particular our chef, of attempting to poison her.
Francois did not poison it.
Oh, quiet, Becker. I know perfectly well that you think me a fool. However, not even I believe that Monsieur Martel is a secret poisoner.
I'm sure he'll be glad to hear it.
However, the public might not be as trusting of Monsieur Martel's culinary intentions as I am. Not to mention that if the Queen of the Rockies comes under suspicion, I will most certainly be looking for a new situation. And I don't fancy myself as the oldest bellboy in the country, Becker.
So?
So, find out who killed Mary Hunter, Becker. Or you're going to be looking for another job as well. Now, do I make myself clear?
Unfortunately, I didn't have much to go on. A frightened woman who believed she was being poisoned. Now dead. Maybe poisoned.
A glass of water which might tell us something, and an overprotective companion who wasn't protective enough. Well, I figured I'd check out Hannah's alibi, and while I was at it, I'd take a look at the director, D.D. King. Perhaps he was more courageous than Mary Hunter thought.
Oh, you're not... I was having a shower.
I noticed. Miss...
Cantrell. Raina Cantrell. And you're...
Becker, the hotel detective.
Invite the man in, kid.
D.D. King, Becker. Happy to meet you. Get dressed, Raina.
All right, D.D.
Mr. King?
Good name. Becker. Plain and to the point. Straight arrow. Well, you'll find me another, Becker. Shall we say $50?
Oh, you're on the wrong track.
Hey, don't get greedy, Becker. I could be married to Raina for all you know.
I'm here about Miss Mary Hunter.
Oh, what's happened now?
You're expecting something to happen?
I'm expecting everything to happen, Becker. She's crazy. Every time I hear her name, it costs me more. Every day, a new excuse, a new disease. Today, it's food poisoning. We're paying a hell of a lot for this scenery, and she's suffering from food poisoning.
Do you mind telling me how you found out?
About the food poisoning? Hannah told me.
Miss Hunter's companion?
The troll. That's what Raina calls her. Yeah, but I'll give her one thing. She's efficient. If anyone can get Mary Hunter up and running, it's Hannah.
Miss Hunter was difficult.
Miss Hunter is an aging actress whose career is sliding rapidly.
Which means?
A star, if she's a real star, has one perfect moment, Becker. One moment that the fans clutch to their heart. The trick to survival in the movies is to recognize that moment and to recreate it over and over again. The trouble is that as you get older, it becomes more difficult.
And Mary Hunter...
Mary Hunter is coming to the end of an overextended engagement. If it wasn't for Hannah, she'd be touring Idaho by now. And look, off the record... Mountain Love is a last-ditch attempt to squeeze a few more drops out of the lemon before it dries up completely. The best thing she could do for me is to really get poisoned. The publicity just might sell this turkey.
Can you tell me how many times you spoke with Hannah this morning?
Well, she called early, asking for a couple of hours. I think Mary was exhausted at that point. Then I called her. Then around 9, she came around. I guess she figured she needed the personal touch to sell that cock-and-bull story about poisoning.
Poisoning? Hasn't Mary got over that yet?
Meaning?
She makes it up. Remember last time, Dee Dee? It was Bobby.
Yeah. Well, I think you can tell your boss not to worry, Becker.
It's not quite that simple, Mr. King. Mary Hunter is dead.
Oh. Oh, no.
Dead? Poisoned?
Oh, no. Oh, Dee Dee.
This Bobby...
Oh, no. I didn't mean... It wasn't... Oh, God. You'll have to excuse me.
Raina was very close to Mary.
She has my sympathy. But I still need to know about Bobby.
It's not the time, Becker.
So you tell me, and I'll see if I can ignore the young lady's age.
Robert Defoe is our leading man.
And?
A couple of years ago, Mary accused him of trying to poison her. We thought it was pretty funny back then.
You want to save me some walking and tell me where to find him?
Try the hot springs. He won't be too hard to spot.
Oh, no.
Bobby? Bobby?
In a moment. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, poor, poor Mary.
You and Miss Hunter.
Were together? Yes. For many years.
I heard she accused you of poisoning her.
That was years ago.
2 years, I heard. You mind telling me why?
Yes, I bloody well do. Look, Becker, I don't care what you heard. I have never intentionally hurt Mary Hunter in any way. And I haven't been near her for months. Our relationship exists solely in front of the camera.
Look, Bobby!
You don't seem to be lacking for company.
Damn you, Becker. I loved Mary Hunter. She rejected me.
But Bobby didn't come on. The attractions of the hot springs had definitely faded. He sat there staring into the steam rising up from the water. I didn't know if he deserved it, but for that moment I sympathized with him. I'd spent too many hours looking off into space myself. Then he got up without a word and left. There were things he wasn't telling me. I was sure of that, but I was also sure that, at least for the moment, he was going to keep them to himself. Still, the picture was beginning to form.
Ah, Becker, there you are. Monsieur Ricci has called two or three times. He is growing very impatient.
He's not the only one. How's my rabbit?
Oh, the rabbit. She is sleeping soundly.
Sleeping?
There was some drug in the water, I think. A rabbit does not sleep close to a stew pot.
Maybe there's just not enough of whatever it is in that glass to kill a rabbit. She could have died from small accumulation.
Small accumulation?
Of poison. In her food. I don't know, Francois. I'm not the medical examiner.
You don't need a medical examination to tell you she did not die of poisons in her food. Because she hardly ate any food.
I thought you...
I did. I personally prepared for her my greatest creations. The tribute of one artist to another.
But...
And she sent them back.
Untouched.
She nibbled the vegetables a bit, like a rabbit. And that was all. Perhaps she enjoyed to look at them.
But she didn't order them from you personally. Her companion...
No, there is a secretary who brings down an order for the entire company.
Tell Hickey I'm on my way. And for God's sake, at least save the rabbit!
Mary Hunter was probably taking drugs. Considering their effect, I'd bet on morphine. As for her fear of being poisoned, it may have all been in her head, but it began with Bobby Defoe. Hannah's story checked out. Almost. She had visited the office that morning, but there was no way to confirm she had been there at exactly the same time the actress died. I suppose I might have accepted it, but I found it so hard to believe that a woman as devoted as Hannah was to Mary Hunter would have left the actress alone, particularly after the scene in the kitchen. Which brings us to the meals. Why had Mary Hunter ordered a succession of fancy meals? And why had she returned them untouched? I figured they might be an important piece of the puzzle. What I hadn't figured was that events were about to throw another suspect onto the table.
Hickey!
I beg your pardon.
Mr. King, what are you...
You'll have to wait your turn, Becker. Hickey, now what's this cock and bull story they've told me about trouble on the lines?
Now, let me assure you, Mr. King...
You wouldn't want us pulling out, would you, Hickey? A lot of tourist interest in this silver screen.
You think this is going to help the tourist business? Suspected food poisoning?
I can't just sit on my hands, Hickey. I've got to give them something. So just fix the trouble and send this wire, understood?
I'll see what we can do.
Mr. King, once Mary Hunter's death becomes public knowledge, this place is going to be crawling with reporters. It's going to be a lot more difficult to solve.
Business is business, Becker.
Let me have a look at that. Well, I'll be...
What, you figured something out?
I might have. In the meantime, hang on to that telegram.
But what if he comes back?
I don't know. Pick a room and hide.
Dee Dee's not here.
I wasn't looking for Dee Dee.
Oh, I guess I'm a suspect now, right?
Congratulations. You think you're ready to be a star?
It wasn't my idea.
Still, you're the only person so far to profit from the lady's death. Oh, and Dee Dee, of course.
Dee Dee's got nothing to gain from Mary's death. They'll probably close down the production now.
What about the scandal that was going to save the picture?
Oh, that's just Dee Dee. He likes people to think he's in control, but really he's desperate. You don't think he'd put me in to replace Mary Hunter if he had a choice? I mean, I look a little like her when she was younger, but...
How well did you know her?
Why?
There's something about you. Something went through my head when I read Dee Dee's telegram.
Mary Hunter was my aunt.
Oh. Why don't I know that?
She kicked me out.
Kicked you out?
Yeah. I used to live with her. She practically brought me up.
So what happened?
Nothing.
Raina...
She became convinced that Bobby Defoe was after me.
And you were how old?
13.
13?
Kids grow up fast in Hollywood, Becker. Besides, there was nothing in it. She sent me away anyway. A couple of weeks later, the troll dropped off a leather case filled with everything I'd ever given Mary. Little things I'd made at school, letters.
And she had no reason for her fears?
No. Well, maybe a bit. I guess you can see I like older men. But she didn't have to kick me out. I mean, she could have warned me. She was like my mother. She should have been fair.
And that's when she accused Bobby Defoe of poisoning her.
Oh, no, that was a couple of years later. I was 15 then.
Do you think she might have been on drugs?
I don't know. She didn't believe in them. But there was something wrong with her.
Like?
I don't know. The troll made her look pretty good, you know, fresh and pretty. Like Dee Dee's one perfect moment. But sometimes I'd catch her from the wrong angle. She looked so tired. I wish...
What?
I wish I'd talked to her. Touched her. You know?
She smiled a bit. God, I wished I could tell her what I suspected. That Mary Hunter had chased her away out of love, not jealousy. Still, there were a couple more pieces of the puzzle to fit together, and one more call I had to make. I found him on the terrace outside the bar, still looking off into space.
Defoe?
I've been wondering if it's all worth it, Becker.
Well, before you jump, would you mind answering a couple of questions?
I beg your pardon.
Just why did Mary Hunter accuse you of poisoning her?
I'm not sure I know. She was hallucinating, for God's sake, Becker. She was accusing the chef.
I'll give you one more chance, Defoe. What caused the separation between Mary Hunter and Raina Cantrell?
You want me to confess, is that it?
They say it's good for the soul. Come on, Defoe, it's eating away at you.
No. No, I can't. I can't.
All right, mind if I give it a try? Mary Hunter and you were together for some time. But I guess you still had an eye for the passing scene, and you weren't altogether lucky. Somewhere along the way, you picked up a bug. I'd put my money on syphilis. Is that what they're going to find when they cut open Mary Hunter? Is that the poison?
Oh, God.
How did she live with that, Defoe? That's what I don't understand. Why she kept quiet? Even when you decided to pass it on to another young woman she loved. A young woman who still believes that Mary Hunter sent her away out of jealousy.
I didn't kill her.
But as sure as we're standing here, you were responsible for her death.
The terrible thing is that part of me felt sorry for Bobby Defoe. At least he had the grace to feel guilty. A larger part of me wished I could hang it around his neck and the hell with him. But Mary Hunter didn't die of syphilis, and I'd promised to help her. It wasn't a lot, but at least I could give her the truth.
Becker! Becker!
Sergeant Drake!
Sorted it all out, have you?
Well, let's find out. The scene of the crime.
What, there's someone in there?
Should be.
Doesn't she look lovely?
Was she like this when you... I hope you realize that tampering with the scene of a crime is a very serious business, miss.
She looks very beautiful, Hannah.
Yes, perfect.
Like Desdemona.
With the candles surrounding her. I kept the dress all these years.
And the pillow?
Pillow?
This pillow under her head. Was this the murder weapon?
Murder?
Othello. Miss Hunter said he smothered her with a satin pillow.
Oh, yes.
This one under her head?
Please don't touch that. It's very delicate.
I only wanted to show it to the sergeant.
You'll disturb her.
She's not likely to mind, miss.
I'll just slide it out.
Leave it alone.
You killed Mary Hunter, didn't you, Hannah?
No. No, she just came to the end.
But you helped her on a bit, didn't you? With this pillow. You smothered her.
No.
Becker?
The pillow is wet.
She couldn't help it. She was sick. She drank, then the water dribbled. You saw her yourself.
But I didn't see this pillow, Hannah. Not until after she died. You see these little punctures and tears in the fabric? There in the center of the wet spot? Mary Hunter bit into that.
No.
They'll find threads between her teeth, Hannah.
No. Oh, God, no.
This isn't working, Becker. Let's wake up the doc and get on with the job.
No, no, please, don't. Not yet.
They're going to find out, Hannah.
But I didn't have any choice. I had to. She was sick.
But she never saw a doctor.
How could she? a big star like Miss Hunter. Think of the scandal.
But she was in pain.
I gave her medication. I looked after her. A few grains of morphine when she needed it. For 4 years I looked after her. I kept her beautiful. She believed they were poisoning her. She almost stopped eating. She refused her meals.
Which you continued to order.
A star must have a healthy appetite. But she no longer trusted me. She began dosing herself. She took more and more. I couldn't stop her. I tried to control her.
But she got away. She accused the chef.
She didn't understand. The movies depended on her. She was a great star. People worshipped her. She had no right.
What happened after I left this morning, Hannah? Hannah, Miss Hunter was asleep.
She looked so beautiful. So peaceful. Almost free. Like Desdemona, waiting for the end. Perfect. But it couldn't last.
So you picked up a pillow, and you smothered her.
Cold-blooded murder.
Please, leave her alone now. Don't tell them what I told you. She belongs with the angels.
I'm sure that's where she is, Hannah.
Come on then, miss.
Of course they couldn't leave her with the angels. The murder of a movie star makes good copy. The Wicked World of Mary Hunter. Dope and sex and wild mountaintop orgies. As for Mountain Love, the movie, well, it and most of its players got run down by the discovery of sound. Except for Miss Raina Cantrell. She would have made her aunt proud. But if you're a movie fan, and most folks are these days, you know that, don't you?
You've just heard The World of Mary Hunter, Episode 2 of Becker by Martin Kinch. Featured in the cast were Andy Maton as Becker, Stephen Hare as Hickey, David Lorraine as Francois, and Daryl Shuttleworth as Drake. Heather Lee McCallum guest starred in the dual roles of Miss Hunter and Maisie. And you heard Marie Barron as Hannah and Barbara Gates-Wilson as Raina. You also heard David McElwaith as Defoe and Paul Kaur as D.D. King, with Brad Hampton as The Apprentice and Brian Jensen as Harrington. Period music was arranged by Miles Jackson. The recording engineer was Bob Doble, with sound effects by Utha Schaffland. The production assistant, Christine Story. Becker is produced and directed in Calgary by Martin Fishman. The series script consultant is James W. Nickel. And the executive producer in Toronto is Bill Howell.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.